Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's time to talk about politics with Mark Caputo, formerly of the Herald and Politico. He's now a national political reporter for NBC News. Follow him on Twitter at Mark A. Caputo. Good morning to you, Mark.
Good morning, Jimmy.
What's this latest in this seemingly convoluted investigation into alleged sex trafficking by Florida Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz? His girlfriend, his ex-girlfriend testified someplace? What's going on with this?
Yeah, his ex-girlfriend, Gaetz, appeared before the grand jury investigating him yesterday and gave testimony. Never a good thing.
No.
It is kind of a complicated case, but ultimately, you know, he's facing three potential charges. He's denied all of them, incidentally, sex trafficking a minor, obstructing justice, and violating what's called the Mann Act, which is prohibits people from transporting other people across state lines to engage in prostitution. The obstruction of justice thing has a direct tie to the girlfriend. Actually, all three charges do. She was his girlfriend in 2017 when he allegedly, or, you know, some say, had sex with a 17-year-old female who was posing as an 18-year-old, but it doesn't matter in the eyes of the law, and paid her for that sex. She was also dating him at the time when they went to a Bahamas jaunt where, you know, it is alleged by some that prostitution was had, violating the Mann Act. And then during a phone call between the ex-girlfriend, another woman involved in this imbroglio, they patched in Matt Gaetz to talk about the upcoming, you know, their upcoming the investigation and maybe grand jury testimony. And that person was working for the feds at the time and recorded it. And it's suspected that Gaetz had said things that could constitute obstruction of justice and that the ex-girlfriend may have helped. So the feds applied pressure to the ex-girlfriend, like, hey, you could face an obstruction of justice charge. So she's been seeking an immunity deal, avoiding prosecution or being charged for any sort of crimes, and in return giving testimony. Now, we don't know exactly what her testimony was, but again, never a good sign when an ex-girlfriend is testifying against you in a federal investigation.
No.
When you are suspected of sex trafficking a minor. Just one note, by the way, is most the sex trafficking of a minor statute was passed to stop like sex trafficking rings. If Gaetz winds up getting prosecuted, if he winds up getting indicted, and those are big ifs, this would be kind of an atypical case for those sorts of cases to go all the way to trial. So
well,
that's something.
If he wasn't a congressman, would this even be a case?
Well, you cannot argue usually selective prosecution, like you know, like you get pulled over for speeding, right? You can't tell the cop, hey. Yeah, I was going 70 and 55, but so was everyone else. It doesn't matter. You still get the ticket, right? Nevertheless, you know, if this goes to trial, again, an if he gets indicted, if it goes to trial, and if Matt Gaetz takes the stand, all ifs, you can imagine that he's going to raise that as a defense. Because remember, ultimately, federal trials, state trials, court trials, you're tried by a jury of your peers. And, you know, these are going to be kind of regular tax-paying voting folks. And so that's probably going to be an argument that he's going to find a way to make.
Right. Yeah, I get it. Hey, what's this nonsense I keep hearing about Hillary Clinton possibly being the candidate for the Democrats in 2024?
I think it's nonsense, too.
Yeah.
You know, but that's just me. Yeah, but, you know, you never know. Remember, a lot of people did dismiss the idea that Donald Trump would A, run for president, and B, would win the primary, and then C, would wind up being elected. So, I don't know how.
But you talk about firing up the right. I mean, my goodness, this. Let's have a rematch.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of those things. You know, my Twitter avatar is the painting of Doubting Thomas. Like, I'll believe that when I see it. I'll believe that when I can actually touch the evidence. But you know, until then, the best available evidence is that Joe Biden is probably going to run for reelection, and that if he doesn't. If passed as prologue, the vice president, the former Joe, she will be the vice president at the time, will probably run and will probably have a very good shot at being the nominee. Now, there can be a whole debate about whether it'd be a good idea for Kamala Harris or she'd be a good candidate, but Those are the likeliest scenarios as we sit here today in 2022.
But the Democrats also need a woman of color, and if they think that she's being bypassed, this is not a good thing for the Democrats. Even a sliver
and it's
of
not, and remember, that's not just about Black, Hispanic, Asian voters. You know, there's a significant portion of the Democratic base, the white Democratic progressive base, that is very progressive on race. Well, right. A lot of the white voters in the Democratic Party really want to see a woman of color at the top of the ticket.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. Hey, was President Trump really taking a shot at Governor DeSantis about
I asked that of them yesterday. I think it's a little bit of both. From the people who kind of know Donald Trump's thinking, his advisors talking to him, like, it's not something he's obsessing over. But one of the things that Donald Trump is doing is he thinks a lot of one of his legacy items is the creation of these vaccines. The vaccines work, right? They keep you from getting very sick. They keep you coming out of the hospital. And Donald Trump, thanks to Operation Warp Speed, brought that. That's like a big legacy item that he should campaign about, right?
Well, he was saying that all these people should this is a good thing for getting your shots, and it's a good thing to get a booster.
Listen,
and he's still getting beaten up by the press.
He says a lot of crazy things, but this is not a crazy thing. This is like layup. And what he's seeing is other members of his party say crazy things, and it annoys him. So from what it was described to me he's aware that DeSantis kind of, ducked that, and that, Trump, seeing vaccines as part of his legacy, also sees those who, are not fully embracing or touting the benefits of vaccines as kind of tarnishing his legacy, and that annoys him, right? So he's going to say something. He's going to hip check.
Yeah. Well, but if you go back to 10 years ago, 20 years ago, or 7 years ago, and you wanted to ask someone about something involving their medical records, it would be off limits. It just would.
To a degree. And, I mean, but this is a pandemic.
It doesn't matter. If it's a pandemic or an epidemic, does it matter if you ask someone? You couldn't ask someone in the 80s whether or not they were HIV positive, could you?
I must admit, I don't know, but I do think that the way that HIV is transmitted is far different from the way, number one, HIV wasn't really a pandemic.
It's a medical issue. There are laws about this, too.
Correct, but you don't catch HIV from, having a person with HIV, breathe in your general vicinity.
Why
you
should that matter, though? It's a medical issue. It's just a bunch of
I think by and large, yes, medical records are like that. However, we're not talking about a private citizen. We're talking about a governor of a state. And we're talking about a matter of public health where you want to get people vaccinated.
Well, you can also.
Just
from someone who spent a lifetime in television, you can't say crap on the air. Just let you know. So when you go to NBC,
you can't say anything on air anymore, can you?
Yeah, I know. Hey, thanks, Mark. Take care. We'll talk to you next week.
See you now.